Hi, I'm Meg Hanrahan. I'll be your tour guide today as we follow the Ohio River to a very pleasant place. There's a quiet but distinct charm about Point Pleasant. Maybe it's the name, or its location at the mouth of Big Indian Creek. It's small enough that it might have disappeared from the map by now, except for its claim to a bit of very important history.
Ulysses S. Grant, our 18th president, was born in this room.
Grant's birthplace in Ohio State Memorial is a little white cabin that sits in the middle of a handful of other houses. Loretta Furman has been caretaker here since 1966.
Well, we have three rooms. The big room in the front measures 16 and a half by 19 feet, and that was the entire home when the Grant family lived here. The two back rooms now were added after the Grants moved to Georgetown when Grant was 11 months old.
Ulysses' father, Jesse Grant, was a tanner.
And in the front room, we had the boot that his father made in his tannery. It's almost 200 years old.
Grant lived in Georgetown in Brown County until the age of 17, when he left to attend West Point Academy.
His father asked him one day what he would like to do when he got older, and Grant really had his heart set on working on a riverboat, going up and down the waterways of the Ohio River. But his father didn't see that for his son.
You can get a glimpse of the river that called to Grant from the picnic area across the road from his birthplace. The river was a lot busier here in Grant's day.
There was a wharf here where people would bring their hogshead of tobacco down and ship it down the river to Mississippi, New Orleans, and all down through the south.
The river was remarkably shallower then, too. Dams built in the 20th century made the river wider and deeper.
Because I can remember my grandmother telling me when I was growing up that in the summertime, the river would be so low that the people would take baskets and go pick up coal that had fallen off of the barges and use it to burn in the wintertime.
Grant Memorial Bridge, that takes travelers on US 52 across Big Indian Creek, is also worth appreciating. It retains artifacts from an earlier bridge, including cannons that are reportedly some of the first shot in the Civil War.
But it was a big iron bridge. And it was a beautiful bridge. And my boys, when they were growing up, used to jump off of it into the creek. But then in 1983, they imploded the bridge because it kept pulling away from the highway or the road.
Many things, like the bridge, have changed in Point Pleasant over the years. But it's still the little town on the Ohio where Ulysses S. Grant was born.
There were only three houses in the community when the Grants lived here. It's just still a very small town. We have like 76 people living here, and we kind of like it that way.
From Point Pleasant, this is Meg Hanrahan.